Okay.
So the Gemara, okay, this is, again, going to classic Bakiya setup. The Gemara already, the Gemara sets up as a standard or as a premise. You can learn out Cheskas Batim from Cheskas Shor. Okay? Tried that. Then it brought up the Taina business. Okay? Meaning it challenged whether you can learn one out from the other by bringing up this issue of Chazaka Sheni Bo Taina. Okay? Now comes the next possibility. Okay, again, the Gemara, once again, is going to challenge that assumption. Can I actually learn out Cheskas Batim from, or whatever, Chazaka of Shalashan by Sada from Cheskas Shor? Is that true? Okay. Now, and it's going to be very similar sounding like type of kasha, because it's going to be like, well, whatever applies to A must apply to B. And we're going to see in A it doesn't exist, but in B it does. So, Sean, Maskevla. Bifanov. Stop. So, if this is the case, if you're going to really learn out from Shramuan, then you're going to have to agree that a macha shelo b'fanav, right? Lo tahavi macha. What the heck does that mean? Also, you'll notice if you paid attention when you went through this, you'll see there's a reverse insofar as, in other words, before and it was like, it was more makel by, so to speak, by Shor. Here, it's the opposite. Shor has something more than, what do you call it, than cheskas batim. You understand that point?
Yeah.
Or it's by the okay, good. Look at Rashi. Okay, macha shelo b'fanav lo tahavi macha. What?
I didn't really understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In other words, by the first way of learning, by Taina, right, by claims, so that was saying that Shor is A, right? But Cheskas, by Chazaka, by Sada, it's A plus a claim.
Okay.
So the claim is like additional to the Chazaka.
Okay.
Here, as you'll see in a second, the Shor is the thing that has the additional thing. There's by Shor, right. Shor plus this. But you don't need it by Cheskas Sada.
Okay.
Okay, you understand? So, okay.
Thank you.
Im Micha. Interesting. So, what's Rashi saying? It's not a valid protest. Now that kind of, I mean, there's, I'd say, I'm trying to bias you guys, intuitively that kind of makes sense. In other words, remember, we're not in today's world where you can file a claim in court. Back then, okay, let's say Honotan's in Starbucks, okay, and what do you call it? And he hears about that Sean's on what he perceives as his field, okay, and he's in Starbucks having a coffee with Gano and Chaim. He says in front of Gano and Chaim, God, that Sean, that bastard, he stole my field, right? Now, you're in a sense, you're making your claim. You're claiming that you stole his field, right? But you didn't do it in front of you, Sean, right? He did it in front of witnesses, but they're up in the Golan. You're up in the Starbucks in the Golan, and you're in the Negev with his field, right? Right, Machashlo Bafanov, right? Meaning that you're protesting, right? You are protesting Sean's presence, but not in front of him. Sean doesn't know about it. Your Maisa of Macha was not done in front of Sean, okay? So if that's true, the Gemara says, Dumya de Sharmuad. Back to the Gemara.
Dumya de Sharmuad, Mashur Muad Bafanov,
Be'inan, Afanami Bafanov. Be'inan, okay. So what we'll say, though, is that let's look at what happens by the case of Shor. Okay, what happens by Shor, Rashi? Dumyo de Shor Amuad. Me'idin. Muad. Okay, what does that mean? You're not. In other words, by the case of the Shor, obviously this can't work. Let's say Chaim and Asher, okay, see Bluth's Shor, gore three separate times, okay? Three separate instances, three separate gorings, three separate times, and you two are the witnesses every time. But you never inform Klar, who owns the Shor. He doesn't know about that. right? Ulysses, you witnessed it happen three times, but Klar never knows about that, okay? So how could Klar possibly be responsible for his shor, right, if he doesn't know that his shor is a shor and muad? I don't want to hear anything that. Sean, go on. Af hasras edus.
Af hasras edus shall mecha lo tehave edut lo mechanav.
Here comes the most important three words in Rashi. And if you didn't pick up on this, you won't get the svar. Demacha. Ha'adahi. Actually, four words. That, okay, macha, right, which is what? Which is?
Rejecting the fellow.
What?
You're rejecting
okay, my pushing back against the machzik, okay? Dumya dehada. So again, the macha, now let's be careful here. The protesting that takes place by the field is the equivalent of the witnesses required for the shore. Okay? Right? In other words, think about, let's just understand, why are those things, Tosos will attack this, but why are those things, according to Rashi, equivalent? Rashi's trying to create an equivalency. He's saying the same way there's protest, there's Yehonatan protesting Sean's presence on his field and accusing him of being a Goslin. That's the same thing as the witnesses coming to, let's say, what do you call Klar, and telling him his shore is a shore muad. Why is that the same? Yeah.
Because the guy needs to know that there's a change in the perception of the thing that he's believed.
You know? Okay, good. So Chaim wants to say that you need to deliver. There's certain information that has to be delivered, right? So if you look at it solely as delivering necessary information to allow for what's a chazaka to emerge, right, or change in status. Okay, so in order for Sean not to be successful in changing from your rishus to his rishus, you need to inform him that he's not supposed to be on your field. So too, in order for Klar to be responsible that his shore is a shore muad, he has to be informed about it. Right? Okay, excellent. Very good.
Did you hear
right?
The Shomer Shora.
Shoro, right?
The
Macha. Berias Zechusa. Oh, sorry. Berias Zechusa. Ushtar Mechirasa. It's amazing. I mean, if you like a forced maneuver here, Rashi's forcing us into a corner. Rashi's saying, I'll show you why Macha is like Edus. Why? Because what's the function of the Edim when they go to Klar and tell him that his shore is now gored three times? It's a Hasra. So, exactly. Klar, you're on notice. Your animal gored three times, you're on notice to take good care of your shore. So now Klar has the opportunity to lock up his shore and make sure it doesn't gore again. So too, what do you call it? Yehonatan's warning. Yehonatan has to warn Sean. You're on notice. Look what he says. He said, the notice is, the Hizar Beraya Zechuso Shtar Mechirasa. Right? If indeed, right, you are claimed to be the Machzik and you're not a Goslin, prove it. Get your star ready. Okay?
Does that
again
inherently negate his Chazaka now that Yehovah has come and said, get off my field?
Yes.
Unless he does have a star.
Right, except for one. Right, but remember, no question that works. The question is, does it have to be befanav? Right now, it has to be befanav. Meaning, the same way you two go to Klar and say, you now know, right? What's it going to help if Yehonatan tells two Edom? That's not going to help at all. Yehonatan, you got to go to Sean. Sean, you have to go to Sean directly. Or
exactly.
What?
Not like identical cases. Meaning, by the shore is your.
Yeah, that's good. So, Gano's picking up. I mean, it's not going to be critical in the svar, but you're right. It is interesting that here, well, let's be careful. The Edom are coming to tell Klar, it's true your animal is now a shremuad, but remember, there's no practical effect of that unless it gores again. Right? Just saying from now on, be aware if your animal gores, but you're right. Yonatan warning Sean is going to prevent the chazaka from emerging. That's true. I mean, in some sense, there is a similarity by them because they don't want the animal to act as a shor muad. But you are right. The animal is defined, at least the Gemara concluded, the animal is defined as a shor muad. That is true. Yeah.
Isn't the Brana
just to make it clear, meaning what we have here is we have competing claims, but the question is, do the two claimants have to actually communicate with each other? Is that necessary? Okay? That's what the Gemara is struggling with. So in this, if you learn it now from shor muad, then you say, yes, Yonatan has to... Sean, you need to face Yonatan, right? It can't just be through a back channel. So it has to be face-to-face. You gotta see the guy who's protesting against you. All right. Okay. Okay. So back to the Gemara. Yes, the Gemara says, okay, Hassam, now here's the answer. Over there, by Shramuad, Vehuad Bivalav Ksiv. Okay. So the Torah actually says, Vehuad Bivalav. Yeah, it's a very dangerous answer. Vehuad, it's telling you there's a standard required by Shor. Huad means witnesses, right? It's a very difficult answer. They're witnesses there. Hacha, over here, keep going. What's that saying? Before you do it, look at Rashi. Hasam v'hu abivalav am rachmana.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Lo dami. Meaning, shor and cheskas shalashanim are not the same. Don't get lost here. We still learn out one to the other, but they're not the same. Why? Nehi. Nigihos, right? Kihechi. Mechazaka. Okay, so 1 second. So we know both what we have.
Oh, there's only about three.
Well, and chazaka. There's chazakas taking place here, okay? We know, again, the mechanics of chazaka are still there, okay? It's not like they're that different, but here it comes, okay? Aval macha. The Migmar. Okay, so just taking a step back to Bikias for a second, it's brilliant what the Gemara is trying to do, because what the Gemara is saying is, okay, again, before and we saw, you can't learn, you just got to listen to how the Gemara talks. You can't learn from Shor, or we learn from Shor Muad to Cheskas Batim. So even though Shor Muad is A and Cheskas Batim is A plus one, we'll live with that, okay? But now, the Gemara is drawing, now Rashi's, in Rashi's way of learning, the Gemara is drawing the line and saying, listen, ultimately, all we learn now from Shor Muad is this idea of transforming from A to B. Okay, that's it. The mechanics are the only thing we learn. Like the core idea of it went from Tam to Muad, it goes from a Baal to Machzik, that's all we learn. But when it comes to Machan and Edus, no. They're very different. We don't learn one from the other. Because what happens by the standard by Shor that's required, okay, is a much different standard than Cheskas Batim. What is that? Keep going. Ba'ar. Muad. Sheyedu liton. Ula hachesh edim. Laziman. Brilliant. Okay. Come on. What's he saying? What happens by Shor Muad?
You have to bring the...
Why?
Oh, because there's something...
Okay. Klar's animals are short time. Okay? Why does the Torah say Vuhuad Bivalov? All right? Why do we need a standard of... Why do we need a high standard? Of witnesses going straight to Klar and telling him to his face... Your animal gore three times.
Because if you don't, then how can the guy be responsible at all?
More than that. No, what do you mean? What if he found out through back channels? Huh. No, because look what Rashi says. Because Rashi says he says dehadal lechayvo mamon al nigikasov hiba'a. Because what's happening now is that he's going to be chayiv to pay money. With Nezek Shalem. Just patience, okay. He's going to be chayiv in Nezek Shalem. In order to make him chayiv in a monetary fine, right? You need to have a higher standard to allow him to protest. Lahachish. Because maybe it turns out that Chayim and Asher are lying. Klar needs the chance. He needs the opportunity to go ahead and defend himself against the accusations being brought forth by you two. Because Klar loves Ashur. It's his favorite shore. He doesn't want a shore to become a shore muad. Now he's chayiv all this money. He wants it. He needs a chance to defend himself. So because he's chayiv in mamon, that's why the Torah has a higher standard. The huad bivalav, because you're facing a monetary punishment. Nezek shalim. But about taima demacha, when it comes to the protest, what's that there for? Lahasrosbo leo zohir bishchiyosav iba. It's very funny. It's like, that's what's happening here. Here, Yonatan's giving a warning to Sean. Okay? What he's telling Sean is, by the way, you better have a star handy, because I'm coming to get you. Okay, I'm coming. Right? And you better have some evidence, other than you being on my field, to be there. You better, in other words, he's giving you the opportunity. He's saying, you need to have evidence of that. So because that's true, okay, he says, Shizet toin shekzele biyado. Okay? Therefore, hacha afilu shlovafan ad nami isa. That's why the result is a different type of result. Okay, it's a lower, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's a weaker consequence. The consequence by Klar is Nezek Shalim. So when it comes to Nezek Shalim, the standard, right, is a much higher standard. Witnesses must come and tell Klar, this is what happened with your shore, to give him the opportunity to be machish to aid them. But when it comes to Ches Chasadeh, right, not so fast. Yonatan just says, Yonatan's warning Sean. Sean has to find out in some way, okay, prior to you getting there with your star, Sean, you're on notice, okay? I know you've been there for like 2 years, but guess what? I got a star. You better have a star. Because if you don't have a star, you're gone, right? So there's a warning. The warning's out for you, okay?
So meaning since there's
we have to define that. That's why say that? Why is Rashi so comfortable saying that, you know what? Machaz that Cheska Sada is less of a standard. Why? I don't know. We're dealing with potential laws. Dealing with potential laws. Yeah.
I've got this. Okay. So
I don't want to answer. Yeah, because I want to answer the whole thing. Hold on.
We go.
No, before you didn't do the next Rashi. There's another part of the Gemara here. What about now? The Gemara then says Hacha Chavra Chavra Chislei veChavra Chavra Chavra Islei. Right. This is also very difficult. So what? But you see, but the Gemara is not willing to. The Gemara is not going to sacrifice. In other words, Sean still has to find out about it.
He has to be able to find out.
Right, okay, thank you for correcting me. You're right. He has to be able to find out about it. So like Rashi says, V'yomru zeh lezeh, v'davar ba la'oznav. Right? V'ini yochel lomar ilu shamati ha'isi zoyah b'raya zechusi. It's funny. So like, it's. I don't want to get... This is very hard to really categorize because, first of all, A, today information doesn't travel this way, right? It's more instantaneous. But B... Like, we're not looking at there's not a Metzias issue. We're not getting into, practically speaking, what if Yonatan was in the boondocks and there's no way for the information to get there? I don't know. What the Gemara is saying is that, because you see in Halacha, there are things like kol and rumors and things like that. What it's basically saying is that, normally speaking, in a normal society, right, normal quotes, so if Sean's on Yonatan's field, okay, the information will get to Yonatan at some point that, by the way, there's someone on your field. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get up in that Starbucks and be like, no! In front of Adim. And when you guys hear about it, in your travels back down to the Negev, at some point that information will be out there for Sean to get to. So Sean can never say, yes, because Sean can never say he couldn't know about it.
Wow.
Okay? It's not an excuse. Okay, let's first understand the major stuff and then get into the specifics. Okay, the major thing is like this, I think, is that what's the Gemara struggling with? Again, We have his idea of chazaka. Okay, now what the Gemara wants, obviously, I mean, this is both in Havi and Maskana. Obviously, there needs to be some communication, right, to one of the parties, okay, about said chazaka. Okay, chazakas don't exist. Just like we had Taina before, where let's say Sean as a machzik has to make a claim. So too, there has to be some type of between the competing parties. Okay. And we're going to use the Edom by the shore as like a competing party. There has to be some communication. There has to be, in order for the chazaka to work, there has to be some type of communication. Okay. Now, of course, the question is that, in other words, if we're going to learn that from shore, do we say that the quality of communication has to be identical, or can we differentiate? Okay. And that gets to the question of how integral communication is to the very construct of what chazaka is. Okay. That being the case, so what's Rashi saying? Okay. What is macha and hadah? How are they equivalent in the Havmina? Well, I mean, Rashi kind of gives it away. When he says it's a hasra, what's the purpose of a hasra? What is a hasra there to do?
Do something better to prevent.
Prevent. Okay, hasras are preventative. Again, the classic example. Yehonatan and Ganos, he chayim chal Shabbos. What do they give you hasra for? To prevent you from being over the Yisr, right? It's a preventative. So if you're going to tell me that the function of, what do you call it, of what's it, what, making them equivalent, the function of the communication is to prevent, okay, let's say the animal from acting as a shor muad, okay? So then I can show you why the mechanisms by chazak are exactly the same. Because the same way you're trying to prevent the expression of chazaka by shor, right? So too you're trying to prevent the expression of chazaka in the case of the field. Yehonatan doesn't want Sean's chazaka to be expressed. So the mechanism is exactly the same. So whatever will apply by one should apply by the other. Without getting to the reason why it has to be Edom, the point is that the mechanism should be the same. Because what's happening in both situations, right, we're trying to prevent an outcome. What, and specifically, we're trying to prevent the expression of the very chazaka itself. That's the objective. Like a funny idea, but that's what you learn. Like by sure, what are the Edom are there, the communication is there to make sure the chazaka doesn't emerge. This way, the shore never acts as a shor muad. We don't want that to happen. Okay? It's a shor muad. We don't want it to express itself. Just like you started the road to chazaka, but you don't want it to finish. You want to prevent that outcome. That would make them equivalent. Yes?
You wouldn't say that.
In other words, the warning is get your stuff together. Right? But what's the function of the hasra? Halakhli, its function is because Yonatan doesn't want Sean's chazaka to emerge. So he's telling Sean, get your stuff ready. Why is he telling that to Sean? Because he doesn't want the chazaka to emerge. Right. He's pushing back against Sean. So Rush picks up on something funny. I think someone here was saying this, but maybe it was you. I don't know. Someone said it. So he picks up on a funny point. Maybe it was you. He picks up on a funny point, which is that they're not. It's not quite an equivalent to the Havamina, according to Rashi. Not quite. Because at least by the Havamina, in Rashi's way of learning, at least I can say that the animal gored three times, so there is the idea of Shor Muad, right? But yeah. The Hasra is preventing the practical expression. No. The practical expression of that chazaka. Yeah. But here, there was never a chazaka. Because Sean wasn't on the field for 3 years. Right. I like Rashi, but I hear what Tosafot Rashi is saying. He's saying it's not perfect. Because at least by the case of the shore, there is a chiluk between saying there's a chazaka, but it just hasn't expressed itself practically, versus saying there's no chazaka to speak of at all. Or in other words, your chazaka is a chazaka and potentially, well, your chazaka isn't really chazaka. It's only 1 year, right? It's not a chazaka. But you could argue back by saying no. You could say that it's still a chazaka and potentia. But whatever, I'm saying he does bring that point. It's a good kasha and Rashi, all right? Well, what that question? What is that?
It's a suffix.
That doesn't mean anything. No, that's indeterminate. No, but we'll get back to your thing. I promise. Now that's but what's a maskana though? So maskana now splits it off. Okay, meaning that we have to have communication. Everyone agrees there has to be communication, right? It's just that the standard by shore is different than the standard by field. Why?
Because we have a pasuk by shore.
No, I know, but the Havina knew about the pasuk.
Right, know that.
In other words, no. Okay, the fact that the Torah brings a pasuk in, right? What does that at least tell you? The fact that God has to mention Bhuad Bavalov in the Torah. The Gemara is letting us know what?
You can't far out Shor Muad.
Right, meaning what you would think is, what's a normal standard?
Ability.
What's the standard of warning when it comes to Nezikin?
Not direct.
What? Not direct, right. Rumors, innuendo, whatever, gossip, right? That's normal, right? That's normal, right? You know, there's Adam isn't necessarily the norm. The Huad Bivalov means this is a unique phenomenon. That's one clue, right? Right. There was in the Havina saying that, maybe that's a standard, right? No. It's something unique by shore. Shore requires Edom. I'm not saying no other case in the Zingin does, but shore does. Not so much by field. Okay, fine. So, but that's not enough. So what's the Maskana saying? Like Rashi says, he says that they're not the same. He says, Dehasram kevan da'ada l'chayvo mamon al nikichosa aviba. Right? So the witnesses are coming to make the guy chayv and mamon on goring. Right, ulahamit shor becheskas muad, and to establish that your shor is a shor muad now. Okay, that has to be in front of Bilam, right? Because he has to have the ability to challenge Edom and maybe bring Edom's omen. Okay, what's but the key thing obviously is the hadal lechayvo mamon al negichasa hiba. That's not what's happening by the field. Okay, so what's the saying? Not by the field. The field is not
by the shore.
Yeah.
He's being mechayev money because of the Edom.
Well, it's interesting. He's saying he's left. He's left the Hasra camp, okay? I mean, there is a Hasra here, but he's left the Hasra camp. He's a different idea. He's saying there's a consequence here, right? There's a consequence that takes place here that doesn't happen by Cheskasada, okay? Okay, but what's he saying? You guys, everyone's dancing around it. What's he saying? I just wanted to build it off the Habamina. What's he saying? It's interesting.
Can you say that again?
What's the Svara?
It's not specifically what I was referring to.
Okay, so let's just understand the mechanism by Shor. Okay, now that in other words, why is it so critical? It's not just about the fact of Mechayv O'Mamon, right? But what's critical now? Klar has to know what's going on, because what does Klar have to have the opportunity to do?
Fight.
I know, but what else? You're right, obviously.
Oh, take better precautions.
Take better precautions, right? In other words, Klar now must take better precautions. Yeah. Let's make it simple. There's an expectation difference here, okay? If you focus on the nature of the expectation, there's a difference in the expectation by the Shor case than by the Sada case. What's the by the Shor case, okay? In other words, there's a change taking place here, right? But think about it for a second, okay? Why does he require direct notification?
Because he has to relate to it differently. It didn't
begin.
Well, that we know, okay? But more than that.
I mean, how can you relate differently to, you said maybe they could just find out about it.
All right, let's look at Macha. I don't care which side you want to look at. Let's look at Macha, okay? What's the expectation? When Yehonatan goes to, is challenging Shor, but from Yehonatan's perspective, from his perspective, right?
Someone should hear this and then leave.
No. Or what? That's not what Rashi says, though.
Those are the two options. Hear this and leave,
right.
Or hear this and fight.
Right. So meaning that built into the very nature of Ches Chasada is an expectation that you will be able to do what vis-a-vis your claims? Back them up. Support your claims. Right? In other words, again, you're on the field for 3 years, right? Now, from your standpoint, you don't have a shtar, right? But Yonatan doesn't know that. Yonatan's going to say, you're on my field, you're a Goslin, but you better have a shtar to prove that you belong on my field. Okay? In other words, in your framework, there's no chazaka. There's simply, you better back up your claim. There's an expect, and you, right, you're on there for 3 years. Your hope is he doesn't show up. Right, meaning in both instances, there's an expectation going into it that each side will be able to buttress their claim. But that's not what happens over. That's what happens over here, right? That's not what's happening by Shor. What's happening by Shor?
There is objectively three gorings that are being pointed at, and
well, we don't know there's objectively.
No. As in, we have Aiden who are coming and saying there are three gorings. However, Avi chooses to react to that might change.
More than that. In other words, what's the expectation? Is there any expectation by Klar? No! There's no expectation, right? In other words, built into the nature of Ches Chasada, there's certain expectations. The expectation is that you have evidence, and that you have evidence, right? But what's the expectation by Shor Tam prior to becoming a Muad? Zero, right? He doesn't have to do anything.
Why Shor Tam?
Because the Aiden are coming along and telling him what?
You're Shor
Gore three times. That's a Shor Muad. Now everything changes for Klar. Though it's a whole new sin. It's a whole new situation now. This is this halachic ramification things you guys are talking about. That's what you mean when you say mechayev mamon. Or there is a halachic ramification because there's a whole new world. He went from chati nezek to nezek shalem. He now has to take better care of his animal. There's a whole different set of rules that apply to Klar now that didn't apply before. That's a surprise, in quotes. Okay, but that's not what's happening by a field. By a field, the expectation built into the very nature of Ches Chasada is that you need to be back up your claims, right? But built in, but that's, you can't say that by Shor Tam Shor Muad. There's no built in expectation. Klar has an animal. These Adam come, surprise, your animal's a Shor Muad. It's gored a few times. What the? I don't know about that, right? Because of the nature of the expectation, that's why the Torah demands a higher level. Because he has to know about this stuff. He has to get himself ready. But this is different. Sean, you would never go on his field without some type of confidence in your claim. And you would never protest against him if you don't have confidence in your claim. That's the expectation of Cheskas Batim. Yeah. I'll put it in a more descriptive way. Because Avi's being forced into something he doesn't necessarily want. Well, I shouldn't want to, but he's being forced into a new situation. He was a nice Shor Tam guy. He had a Shor Tam. All of a sudden, these guys are coming along and telling him he's a Shor Muad. It's like there's a change being imposed upon him that will result in a monetary loss. Whoa! Let's slow down. But that's not
choosing to have.
No. But that's not what's happening over here, right? So they're competing, they're claims against each other. And that means that if they're going to claim against each other, he's coming in with a certain set of proofs, and he's got a certain set of proofs. You understand? When you have competing claims, when you go to court, it would be absurd if a plaintiff and defendant went to court and only the plaintiff had backups of his claim. That'd be crazy.